Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
Tony Williams and the Platters bringing us back 7 for the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with one of my heroes, ladies and gentlemen, Terry Neese, the chairman, the founder, and the CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Please give them some money. You can use your credit card. Donate some money. I promise you, if you could see, aren't there pictures, Terry, on your website of the ladies there with their big faces?
There are
big,
a lot of pictures,
and the,
yes.
And the colorful garb of the ladies, the dress of the ladies from Rwanda. It's amazing. The colors will knock your eyes out of the Rwandan ladies' clothes.
I love dressing in their native attire, usually at graduation.
I've never seen brighter colors than these. It's amazing, and they're all dressed up and the ladies from Rwanda are there. I mean, from Afghanistan, you know, you see all these pictures, Terry, of ladies in Afghanistan, all the horrible things they've gone through. These women are smiling. These are happy women. They're full of hope.
They are. They usually come off the plane here pretty downtrodden. Their heads are down. They're not smiling. And by the time they leave and go back home, their heads are up. Their shoulders are back. They're powering ahead, and they're we're going to go conquer the world, and that's the right kind of attitude to have. And then we've established a network in both countries where they can continue to meet, work together, network, and continue to keep that spirit up. It's important that they also pay forward their knowledge when they go back.
Are they doing that? Are they mentoring other ladies?
They are. Afghanistan is calling it the Peace Through Business Network, and Rwanda is calling their association the Peace Through Business Alumni Association. And so they're teaching how to put a business plan together, how to put a marketing plan together, how to put your financial statements together, and they're doing that on a monthly basis. And Ernst & Young is involved with us, as is AT&T, Office Depot, UPS, IBM. Right. But Ernst & Young has a venue. They have their offices in Kigali City, Rwanda, and in Kabul, Afghanistan. And we will now be teaching, as of this year, in their offices. So we'll be using and working with Ernst & Young on their venue in both of those countries.
Good deal.
Which is really, really cool.
So what's next? I mean, you've got this kind of under control. You got kind of a formula, a little bit of a franchise going on. What's next? Are you thinking about other countries?
We are thinking about, we've received calls from the government of Nigeria, and they're talking to us pretty steadily, so that may be our next country. We're also talking to Uganda and Kenya and other countries in Africa that certainly need our help.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jim, it's all about the resources. We have to have the resources in order to take on a third country, and we want to make sure that we don't lose our sight on Afghanistan and Rwanda because they still need help from us. So we still want to help them, and we still want to educate women in those countries.
If we take on a third country,
we don't want to drop them.
I wish you could have gotten into Iraq in about
05
and 06 when I was talking to some of the – I was interviewing some of the people who were over there trying to help them build an economy, build newspapers and they were loaning money to small business owners, and they were getting, you know, they were getting the word out. And in the mid part of the last decade, back in 06 and 07, back in those days, there was a lot of hope over there. And I just wonder if you guys had been there, maybe you could have helped turn things around over there a little bit.
I think we could have. There's a lot of people that have said to me the very same thing, Jim, that I wish we had peace for business in Iraq. Way before you started Peace Through Business,
there was a period of nationalism. I mean, you can never discount the issues between the Sunnis and the Shias, but there was a nationalism theme that I was hearing from the people on the ground over there that I was interviewing
with the
State Department's mission work over there, and I interviewed somebody every month for several years almost over there, what they were trying to do over there. And so, you know, we just need to do more. We need more Terry Neeses in the world is what we need.
Well, we do. We have to multiply it.
That's right.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
And the beauty part about what's happened with our programming is that, you know, the women, some of the women still have traditional type businesses, but they've gone to filmmaking and making documentaries and mm-hmm. mobile IT and mm-hmm. internet cafes and construction companies. And it's just amazing how it has evolved over
right.
the last 10 years.
Well, that's what
they are
that's,
opening businesses.
That's what
we
the
never
prospect of liberty of taking freedom and turning it into liberty does for you.
Exactly.
Terry, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your great work. You know how proud I am of you. Keep it up.
Well, I'm proud of you, Jim. Thank
Terry
you
Neese,
much,
ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of my heroes. I got. By the way, IEEW.org. Check it out. Give them some money.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.